Good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are holding on the top line, the fourth word. The Gemara now is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a Yevama within 30 days says Lo Nivalti, we force him to give Chalitza. Ask the Gemara, Ach Kofim Oto LaChalotz Nichman LeYabim. Why should we force him to give Chalitza? Let's just force him to actually take her to bed. Talking about a girl that already gave her a get. So she tines that the get that was given to her without his ever being mekayim the mitzvahs of Yibum. And therefore, even though the Maisa, it's not a good get. And she's chayav still with chalitza, but the get now, remember that a get given by a Yavam asers the Yavama on him, and therefore he cannot be miyabim at this point. So all that we're left with is the option to force him to do chalitza. Whereas he's saying that he gave her a get after the Yibum was already done. And she doesn't require chalitza, and everything was handled. Yeah, at least this is the way most of the Rishonim learned. There is a little mashmut in Rashi that he's saying that he gave he was boil her as Yibum after he already gave the get, which is problematic. So we'll go with this pshat. Okay, Rabban's pshat, Ritva's pshat. So it's talking about that he is still claiming that the Yibum was perfectly okay and that he gave her a get. Mesa, ask the Gemara on this approach. From the Braita. Braita says, Yivama she'amra betosh l'shim yom lo nivalti. So from the time that he took her, she says, 30 days haven't passed yet, and she says, I still haven't slept with him. Ben shehu amer ba'alti, ben shehu amer lo ba'alti, whether he agrees or not. She is believed. We make him give her chalitza, and not a get. And he says that he was ba'al, and that he gave a get. So then, we ask him to please do chalitza, because she is saying that she's not allowed to get married until she gets that chalitza. And so, according to her own words, she asserts herself on the world. So if he's maskim, he does chalitza. Furthermore, says the Braisa, suppose he omer et nivalti, v'omer lo ba'alti. How about if she says, after 30 days, that he did sleep with me, and she says, no, I never did. So she is believed, and therefore, if he wants to get rid of her, he gives her a get, no chalitza. Furthermore, says the Braisa, who omer, if he says after 30 days, ba'alti, v'hi omer et lo nivalti, so she claims that he never slept with me. Even if he now admits, after claiming that he had slept with me, he says, well, it's really true that I didn't sleep with her. Bottom line is, his first words are believed, not his latter. Vitzorich get, so now according to him, she needs a get, according to what he first said. And for certainly can't do without the get, and she requires a chalitza. Okay, this is basically up until this point, this is what the Braisa says. So in other words, as Rashi understands it, within 30 days, the one who says that there was no bia is believed, and therefore you don't need get, you don't need chalitza. Le'achar shloshim, the one who says there was bia and you need a get, is believed, and you don't need chalitza. Okay, that Tosfos Taina is that whether you're talking about Betor Shloshim, whether you're talking about Le'achar Shloshim, even if both of them said Shelo Ba'al, you're definitely going to need a get no matter what, because of the suffix. We don't believe then that she doesn't need a get to be ma to her, because as far as we're concerned, she's an Ishes Ish. And you always need Chalitza then, because maybe he hasn't slept with her. And indeed, the Rambam paskins that way as well. Now, to continue, from this last case, so that according to the Braisa, you need a get and chalitza, it's clear that he has not given her the get yet. Nonetheless, in the same case, the first case of the Braisa is, which is the equivalent of our Mishnah, is that we force him to give chalitza, which means that we don't force him to be miyabi, even though we're talking about before the get. And yet Rav says the only reason that we wouldn't force him to be miyabi is because he already gave the get. So now we're back to where we started. Why don't we indeed force him to be miyabi? Answers the Gemara, Omer Rebbe Yami. Rebbe Yami explains the Braita did not mean to say that she needs a get and chalitza, what it means is that she needs tzricha chalitza in gita, that had he given her a get already, then she also needs chalitza, which of course is completely consistent with Rav. So in other words, the chiddush over here is that despite the fact that he says lo ba'alti, and therefore we ought to be mechayev him to do chalitza, we don't force chalitza in this case, because of the fact that he had said ba'alti, we ask him to do chalitza. So that would be the way it would work out perfectly according to Rav. Another possibility is Rav Ashi Yomar. Both cases are talking about different gittin. Hasam, in the Mishnah, and in the first case of the Brisa, we're talking about a get. But what type of get? A get that had been given before he was Baal, and only works lezikato. So in other words, the get was given to take off the zika, which means that he's not allowed to be miyabim her. And therefore we can't be kaif him to be miyabim. He has to do chalitza. Now, nonetheless, since he says ba'alti, he needs also to give her, besides the chalitza, he needs to give her a get because of this bia, which would then be a real get for a marriage. Whereas hach, in the last case of the braita, where it says that it requires get the chalitza, it's true it requires a get the chalitza. But that's talking about the get that he has to give her is a get to the bia. That's the pshat. Since he said ba'alti, even though he changed his mind, he can't change his mind once he was b'chayver to get for his bia. So besides the chalitza, he also, which we're going to ask him for, we're also going to tell him that he needs to give a get for his bia. So that means that what the bright is trying to say, that he did give a get, just like the other cases, but that get isn't sufficient, because that get was only a get for zika, and what he needs is a get for the subsequent bia that he initially claimed that he had performed. Now, the question over here is, hanu shneihem modim, a case, which, like the case in the Braita, in which both of them agree. So, she says lo nivalti after 30 days, and then he agreed to her, which is the last case. So there was exactly a case like that. So, hanu shneihem modim, daughter of the Kami to Rav. He had a case like that. Came to Rav and his best. So Amalu, Rava said to the people, okay, Chalotzala, look, just get her Chalitza and send her back home. Shulotigra, and finish up this case, okay? Amalu, Rav Sharbi, Rava, what? But I thought the Brisa said in this exact case, Tanya, Tzricha get the Chalitza she needs to get. And you're saying she only gives, he only gives Chalitza. Amalai, so Rava said, okay, and I changed my mind. E Tanya, Tanya, if indeed the Braita said that even though he's admitting that he wasn't a Baal, he needs a get because he initially said he was, I changed my mind. I accept the words of the Braita. Boy minei hon, brother Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's son hon asked Rav Nachman, what would be the din of tsarata mahu? So how about if in a case where we have the tsara of the Yavama, who says that lo nivalti, what's the din? Is she also asura l'shuk or not? Okay, so this is a strange case. I mean, a woman, her tzara, one of the women of the homes, her tzara goes ahead and gets yibum, and she basically went out, and she goes out free, thinking that everything is taken care of. All of a sudden, she hears that they're saying, or that her tzara is saying, well, actually, it never happened. So, does that create now a sirum on her? Does this woman only have the power to answer herself? Omar Leiser, Rav Nachman said, V'chim ipnei she'anu kofim u'mevakshim te'aser tzarata. What are we saying over here? That because we believe now the Yavama, in terms of forcing the Yavam to do chalitza now, if it's betosh shloshim, or we ask him to do it because she answered herself li'achar shloshim, should we ask her the tzara? Certainly not. As far as the tzara is concerned, she doesn't have any nemanis. It's an nemanis vis-a-vis herself. Because as far as we're concerned, the yichud that takes place at the time that he does the yibun, we accept as a chazaka that he had slept with her during the time of the yichud, even though it's a betor shloshim. And therefore, the tzara indeed can proceed on the assumption that the yibun took place, and there's no problem. Now, the other case, next case we had in the Mishnah, was a case of a woman who had been noderet hana'a from her yovel. So there we made in this nafka mina between if it had taken place during the lifetime of the of her husband, or if it had taken place after the death of her husband. We're over there, we will only ask him to do chalitza. As a matter of fact, if we know for a fact that she was noderet bedafka, even while her husband was alive, we're going to ask for chalitza, because she was the one who caused the inability for him to be miyad. Natanat. Rishona ayu omrim shalosh nashim yotzot v'natot ketuva. Initially, the Chachamim used to say there's three cases where women are forced, in other words, the husbands are forced to give them a get, and they still get a ksuva. A woman who is married to a kohen, and ha'omeret t'mei ani lecha. The woman says, look, I was raped, and I'm asura to you, and had you been a Yisrael, I would have been mutter, but what can I do? So, even though over here he's forced to be megarisher because he's asur on her, so since over there the entire reason he has to be megarisher is because he's a kohen, and that's the case, if she can say, look, if you hadn't been a kohen, you wouldn't have had to be megarish me. So basically, why should I have to be mafsid my ksuva? This is basically your problem, not my problem. How about the second case, where she says, Hashamayi beni levinecha. So she says, the Lord knows that basically you are unable to do your job, and you have not been sleeping with me. So some say that it means that basically the way Yerushalmi learns is that Hashemayim mean like we're about as far apart as heaven and earth, meaning you don't get close to me. So we don't have any witnesses, but Lamaisa, he's telling, or there's another, the Tosfos asks, because in the Gemara and the Dorim, it's Mashma, that he has slept with her, it's just that he can't do his job properly, meaning that he doesn't have the ability to ejaculate under force, and therefore he can't have any children with her. But in any event, she was believed to say that this is the situation. The third case that we said was Netula Ani Min Hayudim, where a woman had made a neder. And in that neder she says, look, I am separated from all Jews, meaning and I will not sleep with any Jews. So she answered herself on everyone, not only on her husband. And therefore, and this is an indication that she has pain and difficulties with intercourse. So and that's the case, we assume that she is like the equivalent, really, of being forced into the situation. There's no way she can handle it. And therefore, it's not her fault. Now, this was initially. As time passed, people caught on to this idea and figured this is a good way to force my husband to give me a divorce and I'll still collect my ksuva. Chazur lomar, so then they changed the psak to say that a woman is not believed to asser herself on her husband for any reason because we're afraid what if she decides she likes another guy better? So she could simply asser herself al ba'ala in order that he should be megarisher with one of these tainas. Ela, rather, the halacha is now, nowadays, different. In the first case, ha'omeret me'ani lecha, tavira yala dvorah. If she says, look, I was raped, and you're not allowed to be with me anymore, she says to her husband, the kohen, she's got to prove it. We don't believe the fact that she says it. In the second case, where she says, ha'shamayim beni leveinecha, yasu derech bakasha, look, we ask the husband to try to do a better job, to get some counseling, and to be able to sleep with her normally. In the third case, where she says, Netula anim in ayudim, so she's unable to suffer intercourse, Yafer chalko mishamashto tein netula min ayudim, let the Baal be made for the neder, which is on him, the part that's on him, and as far as the rest of the neder is concerned, so she'll be also and everybody else. Because now we no longer believe her when she says, or when she's trying to indicate that she cannot tolerate intercourse. We now think that actually she's got her mind on somebody else. Iboilo. So now, as far as this last case is concerned, Netula ani min hayudim, how about if she says this when the Baal died, and now the Isser that was all on her for other Yehudim is now chal on the Yavam, so can she be mityabemet, or is the neder still chal? I mean, mi maska adait at the time that she made the neder. Was she possibly thinking the mayit ba'alav and aflikam yova? Would she be thinking that even if her husband dies and she falls in front of the yavam, so that means that when she asked herself on all Jews, which would mean that those Jews that would have been mutter to her after the death of her husband, so he is now included, this yavam, in such a case, or lower, that she never thought about the fact that her husband might die, and therefore her kavana was to ask herself on anyone that she would be muteret to after her husband would divorce her. But certainly she never occurred to her to include in that the brother of her husband, which in her mind was forever out of reach in Minerva, and therefore she never even thought to include such a person in this matter. And this is how Rashi learns. Tosfos does not like this pshat for a number of reasons. The simplest one being the very fact that he says, Kol HaYudim, it doesn't make any sense to say that that would somehow exclude somebody just because she wasn't thinking of him. The way Tosfos understands it, the question over here is, in the Gemara, was she thinking that her husband may die and she wanted to answer herself on the Yavam exactly the same way she wanted to answer herself on her husband, in which case we won't force him to do Chalitza, we'll just ask him nicely, because this would be similar to the case in the Mishnah where she had Kavana. Or was she not thinking about it? So the question wasn't whether he was included, the question is what was her intent. So Rav Amar Yavam Eino Keval. So Rav says, well, the Yavam is not like the Baal. Again, according to Rashi, means that you don't need Hafara over here, because there was no Kavana to Aser herself on him. Shmuel Amar Yavam Areo Kebal. The Yavam is the same as the Baal, and she is Asur on him, because, of course, he can't be made for now. Om Rabbi Akavasi to Rav Mistavra, Tatan, Hanadera, Tana'a, Miyavama, Bechayba, Alakof, Yantoshiyah, Chalotz. Says Abaya, actually, it's very reasonable to say like Rav, right? Because our Mishnah says that if, while her husband was alive, she was Nodera Tana'a from her brother-in-law, we force him to do Chalitza, since he can't be Miyabimer, Ve'imita Damaska Adayata, if we assume that when she answers him, she always has in mind the possibility that she's going to fall to Yibam, so then this should be a case, as the Mishnah continues, which is only Mevakshim Imenola Chalitza. Now, halacha is in such cases, we only ask him to do chalitza miboile. That's what the Mishnah should have said instead of forcing him. Because since it was in her intent to ask herself on the yavam, so then that's the same as someone who was in Oderis after her husband died. That's exactly what Rav was saying, that she did not think that her husband was going to die. Answers the Gemara, not necessarily, because it's talking about a woman who does have children at that time, meaning that he has children at that time, and the kulei hai, she's not thinking at kedekach that her husband and the children are going to die, and that then she would fall to yibam. That much lo maska daita, and therefore the cases aren't similar. The brice, on the other hand, is talking about a woman who doesn't have children, so there it's not so far-fetched to say that her kavana would be. Maybe that she would be zikuka liyibam. Okay, says the Gemara. So what are you saying? Aval ein la bani mai. So what's the din? If she wouldn't have had children, you're now saying that what would we do? We wouldn't force him to do chalitza. We would be mevakshim, right? We would only ask him to do chalitza. We wouldn't force him to do chalitza. Because in that case, we could say that she hadn't kavanah to answer herself. So then if that's the case, adatani, instead of at the end of the Mishnah saying, im nitkav nalakach, if her intent was this, so then afilu b'chayiv Allah, then even if she made the neder during the lifetime of her husband, we will only be b'vakshim imenu shiachlots, we'll only ask her, what do we have to say? All we need to do is change the case a little bit and lift up v'litli v'dida. We could take exactly the same situation and say, when do we say that we will force him to do chalitza only be yesh labanim without any indication that she said bedavka kavana? Avalin labanim avakshim, and that would be a bigger chiddush. That even if there was no clear cut intent, if there's no banim, then our assumption is that there's intent. Elashma mina loshna yesh labanim loshna ein labanim. that clearly from here, since we don't make that distinction, it matters not whether there are children. What matters is kofinato, we force him to do chalitza like Rav if she made a neder b'chaye b'hala. And that's because we say that a woman does not think to herself that her husband's going to die, and it's only if we know that she was mitkavenet lekach, then she would be yasser. Hadron alach beit shamai b'li neder. Let us now begin the next part. Okay, welcome now to the new perek, Cheresh Shenasa. So, as I say, we're rounding it in. This is the 14th perek, and here we go. So over here we have now Kiddushin, that clearly one end or the other is not really a Kiddushin deraisa. So if a Cheresh marries a Pikachat, or a Pikach marries a Chereshet, in the case of a Cheresh, this is a Cheresh, of course, she'eno shomea ve'eno medaber, therefore has no das to make in Yonim deraisa. Since by Kiddushin over here you need to have the das of the Mekadesh and the das of the Mekadeshes, if either the male or the female don't have das, there can't be Kiddushin. Rabbanan made a takana, however, to have Kiddushin even of a Cheresh v'Chereshet, as we shall see. So, if they get married, Im ratza lahotzi, yotzi. So if he wants to be Megarasher, he can be Megarasher. Im ratza lekayem, he wants to continue to live with her, Yekayem, which obviously doesn't seem to be saying very much, because if you can make addition, we certainly wouldn't have been limited, but we just want to keep it parallel, as Tosis points out. Kishem, Shulkones Beremiza, and the way that this works, of course, I mean, how can you give Gerishin? Because in the same way that we allowed just charades to be sufficient to indicate with your movements that you understand that you want to be Mekudeshes, you want to be Mekadeshes sufficient, so too, Kachumotzi Bremiza, he can basically do the same thing in the inverse, because the level of the Kedushin, the level of the Gerushin, is essentially the same. Pikeach Shenasa Pikachat, V'nitcharsha, on the other hand, suppose we start off with the true Kedushin. So the Pikeach who marries a Pikachat, and then the woman loses her das by becoming a deaf mute after marriage. See, Imrat Salotzi, if he wants over here, he wants to get rid of her, Yotzi. He can indeed, because a get doesn't require the das of an Isha. V'imrat Salotzi, if he wants to continue living with her, because he has an ongoing Kedushin, there's certainly no change that's affected in it just because she became a Chareshet. But Nishtatet, how about if she went insane? In that case, it's true that midoraita, since we don't require dat of the woman, we should be able to give a get even to a woman who is insane. However, there is a takana that says lo yotzi, it is osir to take a woman who has lost her mind and throw her out on the street because she is going to land up basically as bait in a trap for fools. On the other hand, suppose he went either deaf, dumb, or he went mad. He has no way of giving a get, because of course he requires that. So until, of course, he gets his mind back, it doesn't mean by definition forever, but it's assuming there's no change. Since he has no dat, he cannot in any way affect the Kiddushin, which is the Oraita, which he entered into when he did have dat, and cancel it with any type of takana drabbana where he doesn't have that. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, mipnei ma ha'isha shenitcharsha yotza v'ish nitcharsha eino motzi. Why do you make this distinction? That if she becomes a chareshet, so she can get a get. But if he becomes a chareshet, she cannot give a get. Omru lo, so they said to him, eino dome ha'isha migaresh l'isha mitgareshet. What kind of question is that? How to compare the man who's giving the get to the woman who's receiving the get? A woman can get a get whether she desires it or not. But on the other hand, the male has to give a get from his own volition. And if that's the case, in the same sense, it has to be his own volition, it also has to be out of an ability to have that and to make choices. Now, we're going to see in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in the same way that a cheresh can't be megarish, a chereshet cannot receive a get either, which is what the direction that he's actually tending in, not the opposite direction. And we will see, however, when we get to that discussion, how we're to understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that you cannot give a get to a chereshet. So, in any event, the Chachamim now, having stated their position, Heid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada came and was Meid now, so that it's a reliable, 100% reliable psak, like the Chachamim, ala chareshet shisi'a aviha, a father who marries off a chareshet, and so she's still a ketan, in other words, where over there the kiddushin indeed is d'oraita, because he uses his dot, and he has the rights to her. So in that case, she yotz'a beget, she can get a get, even though it's a kiddushin d'oraita. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, exactly. Havzo, there's no difference between this case, where she was married d'oraita as a chareshet from her father, or she was married d'oraita as a pikachat before she became a chareshet by her own hand. Kayotseba, she's no different, however. She is the same position as the ketana, and she can get a get, even though she doesn't have that. Shnei achim chereshim, nisuim l'shtei achayot chereshot. Suppose you have now two brothers who are married to two sisters. All four of them are charashim. Or for that matter, the two brothers were charashim, but the two sisters are normal people. Or perhaps these two charashim are married to two sisters, one of whom is a charashim, one of whom is a pikachat. In all of the above cases, the kiddushin is only drabanan. Or for that matter, shtei achayot chershot. We can have the opposite situation also, where the women are all charashot, and they're either nisuin l'shneachim bikrim or l'shneachim charashin, either they're married to fully competent men, or they're married to men who are deaf mutes, or l'shneachim echad charash v'echad bikeach. And so, over here, one of the brother dies in one of the above cases without children. So in this case, harayelu p'turim min achalitza min hayibum. Here we have now a situation where they're completely potter from chalitza and yibum, because over here, even the kiddushin of the brother who is alive is only drabanan, and the eshet hamet is not considered to be achot ishto midiraisa, and you would have thought that in this case he should be miyabim, but let's remember that the zika is also only midrabanan. And therefore, there is no way in which a zika of an eshet hamet min rabbanan could, in this case, be docha the other kedusha, which is drabanan, but the min rabbanan. V'im ayu nochriyot, if, however, they're not sisters, so then yichnosu. If there's no problem, so that there's no iser of achot ishto, even min rabbanan in this case, there'd be no problem to do yibum, even though, of course, there's no way to do chalitza, because we have a cheresh, a chereshet, and there'd be no problem to do the yibam, the imrotzi lahotzi yotziu. If you want afterwards to be motzi, there'd be no problem at all. You could be motzi. Shnei achim, achet cheresh vechad pikeach, nisuin ishtei achayot pikot. Suppose we have two sisters who are pikot, and they're married to two brothers, one of whom is a cheresh, one of whom is a pikeach. So now the cheresh who married a normal woman dies. Now that means his kiddush was drabbanan. The zika on his wife to get married is also drabbanan. The pikeach, however, who is married to the pikachat, is married midoraita. So the woman falling to him is, of course, an achot ishto. Over there, teitze mishum achot isha. Over there, the deceased wife basically has nothing at all to do. She becomes muteres l'shuk immediately, because she is basically an achotisha. An achotisha, there's no way to be miyabe. How about the other way around? Meit pikeach ba'ala pikachat. So now, the one whose kedushin is midiraisa dies, in which case now we have zika midiraisa. Ma yaseh cheresh ba'ala pikachat. What now does the cheresh who is married to the sister do? Well, motzi ishto beget. In this case, he has to get rid of his wife because the zika of eshet achiv is midiraita, and therefore it's more powerful than his kedushin, which is the rabbanon. But of course, he can't be miyabim either because this new woman will be achot grushato, even though only midrabbanon. The eshet achiv asura. Now, over here, is the wife of the mate is always going to be usur, even afterwards, the olam, because there's nothing he can do. He doesn't have the keyach to do chalitza, because he's a cherish. He doesn't have the keyach to do yibum, because she is achot ishto min rabbana. And therefore, that now she'll be achot grushato. But therefore, there's nothing that he can do to be matir her liyolam. So again, we have a tragic situation. Shnei achin. Pikrin, nesuin shtei achayot, echad chareshet v'echad pikachat. How about if both brothers are pikrin? One of the wives now, one of the two sisters is a chareshet. Mate, piker bala chareshet. So now the one whose kedushin is only to Rabbana, because he married to a chareshet, dies. Mayase piker bala pikachat. What does the other brother who is married to a woman who is his midiraita do? Nothing. Teitzei mishum achotisha. Obviously, the woman falling to him is only falling to him from a brother, wasn't even really seriously married to her anyway, and he is completely married to this woman, and therefore she is a true achot ishto, and she doesn't fall to yibum, so she goes and does whatever she wants, but neither chalitza nor yibum. The other way around, if the biker bala pikachat dies, so now a zika dioraita forces the sister of the woman that the biker bala chareshet is married to him. And now he is married to Achot Sekukato. What does he do? He has to be Motziat Ishto Beget. Since now the Eshet HaMet is coming from a Kedushin Dioraita, this now assers his wife on him because she's only married Min Rabbonon, and Min Dioraita there is indeed a Chiev of Yivam over here. But Eshet Achiv, since he now is a Pikeach, although he cannot do Yivam because she is now Achot Ishto Min Rabbonon, but he at least would be able to take her bechalitza. So at least since he doesn't have the problem of himself being a cherish, he can give her chalitza and be matir her to the world. Shnei achim, echad cherish ve'echad pikeach nesun shnei achayot, echad chareshet ve'echad pikachat. Umeit acheresh bala chareshet, ma yaseh pikeach bala pikachat. So in this case we have now the brother who was the cheresh, married to a chereshet, who was only married min rabbanan. His wife now falls to the man who is married midiraita to her sister. So again, obviously, they say, mishum achot isha. There's no chiyav of yibum, no chiyav of chalitza, because she's really achot isha. The other way around, if the pikeach, who was the bala pikachat, dies, and now the cheresh, who is married to the chereshet, is faced with the situation of having a zika dioraita of a woman that is actually the sister of the woman that he's only married to midrabanan. So what can he do now? He has to be motziat ishto beget, using the kerach of his remiza, because that's how he got her in the first place, because a dioraita zika is enough to aser a derabanan wife because of achot zkukato. Eshet achiv, however, is always going to be asura on him because he can't do chalitza. She's asura to the world. He can't do chalitza because he's a cherish, and a cherish can't do chalitza. And he can't do yibam because she is achot ishto mirabona. So therefore, she is stuck in this case as well. Shnei achim, echad cherish ve'echad pikeach nesun shtei nochriot. How about in the same situation but where the girls are not related? So in this case, if they are pikot, so now the cheresh, who is the bala pikachat, and he is now married min rabbanan, dies. What shall the brother who is a pikach and who is married to a pikachat do? Whatever he wants. O choletz, o miyave. What's the problem? There's no sisterhood that creates an iser erva, so he could simply go ahead, even though his brother who died was only married min rabbanan, but there's a chiyav of yibam min rabbanan, there's a zikam min rabbanan, there's a chalitza min rabbanan. So he goes and does either chalitza or yibam. How about if the pikeach was the bala pikachat dies? What does the cheresh do? Well, he can't do chalitza. But other than that, being as the women are unrelated, he's kones. ve'ein motzia la'olam, but he has no way over here to be megarish, because a gerishin beremiza is only a gerishin derabona, and is insufficient to undo a zika that came over here from a kedushin diuraita. And the problem over here is that the yibum is therefore a stronger kinyan, and you need to have an actual powerful get, since the zika diuraita was behind the power of the keach of his yibum. How about in the case of meit apikeach? One second here. Sorry, how about shnei achim pikrin? How about if both brothers are pikrin, and they marry two women, one of whom is a pikach and one is a chareshet, and now meit abikeach bala chareshet, so the pikach who's the bala chareshet dies, and leaving his wife who is a married to midrabanan to his brother who is the pikach bala pikach, what does he do? In that case, he would be, of course, Koneitz. He can't be Choleitz, because there's no way to do the Chalitza on a Chareshet, but he can be Koneitz. The Imratzalotzi, if after he was Koneitz, he wants to be Motzi, he can be Motzi to beget. However, Meit Piker Bala Pikachat, how about if the Piker dies, leaving the woman who's married the Uraita to the brother? Maya se pikeach bala chareshet, over here there's no problem. He can either be choletz or miyabim. Since he is a competent individual, he's able to do chalitz, and there's certainly no problem in his doing yibum. Shnei achim, echad chirish ve'echad pikeach, nesuin l'shtei nochriot, achat chareshet, ve'achat pikachat. So now the chirish, who is the bala chareshet, dies. What happens to his wife? And where is she forced to a piker bala pikachat? Well, he can only be koneis and not do chalitza because she's a chareshet. V'im ratzalo otzi, if after he marries her he wants to be motzir, he with a get, he can do so. How about if the other way around, the piker bala pikachat dies? Maya secherish bala chareshet. Over there, he has to be koneis. There's no way that he can do chalitza because he's a cheresh. And therefore, he's stuck with being Koneis, and he can never get rid of her, because his Gerishin Drabonin is insufficient to take off the Zika that lies behind the Yibum that he actually achieved. And therefore, Eino Motzi La'olam, he has no way of being Motzi this woman. Okay, so now we see, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah basically tells us that if one of the brothers or one of the wives are deaf mutes, so the halacha is that there needs to be over here a marriage, and we need to take care of these women. So it's clear, therefore, that there is a derabbanan marriage for charashim. Asks the Gemara, Omri Rami Bar Chama, Mishna Cheresh v'Chareshet Atakinu L'Rabbanan Nisuin. Why is it that we have over here, in the case of the Cheresh, a marriage, but when it comes in the case of the insanity, so where either he went insane or she went insane, we do not find any nisuin. Maishna shote v'shota, the lota kinula rabbanan nisuin. The rabbanan did not create a mechanism for living together. The tanya shote v'katan shenasun nashim v'meitu, nishoteim p'turot menachalitza menayima. The same way that we saw that there was no takana of marriage for a katan, there is also no takona of marriage for a shota, so that if they get married, their wives are potter completely. Cheresh v'chareshet, answers the Gemara, d'kaima takanta d'rabbonan. A cheresh v'chareshet are perfectly capable of maintaining a long-term relationship, and therefore it makes sense for the rabbonan to attempt to be mitakein a life that is meaningful and good for them, because it's a lasting takona. And therefore, since Kaima Takant Rabbanan, the Takana of the Rabbanan will survive, because they may get along very well. There the Rabbanan made a Takana, Takino Rabbanan Nisuin. But a case of a Shote, Veshota, the Lo Kaima Takant Rabbanan, over there we can only assume the worst about the nature of their marriage, because both of them will lose it with the other one. So therefore, it makes no sense for us to make a takona. De'in adam darim nachash bekvifa achat. A person can't live with a snake in one cage and expect to be able to keep it up for a long time. And therefore, lo teken over here, whichever one has lost their mind, it's going to be impossible to live with over the long term. And therefore, lo teken rabbanan nisuin. And explain then why it is that a katan, we don't find any kind of mechanism for marriage, but a cheresh, who is basically the same as a katan in terms of not having das, we do have a takona of marriage. Why is that? And says the Gemara, cheresh, the cheresh, it's not a matter of time. The cheresh may be a lifelong situation which you'll never be able to get married. So therefore, the Rabbana needed to make a takanam nisuin for him. But a katan dati lechlam nisuin lo takin Rabbana nisuin. A katan, on the other hand, is simply a question of passing the age in which he cannot make kinyanim. So by the time he's 13 years old, he can get married. So why do we have to make a Rabbana takana to allow him to get married at 10? Says the Gemara, well, you did for a katana. You say the same thing. Let the ketana just wait around a couple of years. Then she'll be able to get married. And nonetheless, takina rabbanan is suing. The rabbanan did make a takana. That's what we've been discussing the whole previous parak. When it is that you need miyun, it's for condition of a ketana. Ha, Tom, over there we have a special takana. That's because a ketana was a yitoma. Obviously is in a position of being very vulnerable to predators. And if that's the case, she'll be preyed upon. In which case, the Chachamim didn't find it necessary to make a takana. A katan, on the other hand, is not as likely to be preyed upon. There's no way to protect him anyway, simply by giving him a wife. And therefore, the katan, where we don't have this takana, no basis for such a takana, there's no nisuin for a katan. And why is it, as the Gemara Mishna, katana de mimaenet? Why did we give this mechanism for the ketana to walk out of a marriage that's only drabonon? And yet we never hear of miyun that can be done by a chareshet. Umayishna chareshet de lo mimana. And says the Gemara, there's no way to provide the mechanism of miyun at all. Because the imkain, mim ne'ivalo nasvila. Who in the world is going to put in the kind of work and dedication that is necessary for marriage to such an individual who is a deaf mute, if the moment that she's unhappy with something, she can simply walk out on him? And therefore, there's no problem over here, because if we're going to be able to give her a marriage, it has to be a marriage that he can rely on. Masha Inke in a ketana, as soon as she gets old enough. So, okay, another year. He puts in a year. At that point, if the relationship lasts, so now she's not able to be Mima Enes any longer. For that, people are willing to invest. And not only that, even if she gets upset, he figures, okay, you know, I can work it out with her and go overboard in keeping her in this marriage until such times it's too late for her to be Mima Enes.